Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Breakthrough with your host, Susan Turnbull. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen as Susan and her guests inform, enlighten, and inspire you to find your own breakthrough moments. If you have a question you would like to ask, please call 1-877-296-0345. Transformational Life Coach Susan Turnbull is available for breakthrough coaching sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.susanturnbullbeliefscoaching.com. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Breakthrough. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. You know, I've spent the last few shows emphasizing the need to address the hidden parts of yourself that continue to give you stress and pain and challenges in your life. For the energy of the times we are living in now will not allow the status quo any longer. Today's show, I want to talk to you about that status quo. And it is looking at whether or not you are a creator towards that which you desire or a victim. Now, the interesting thing is that if we are a victim, we're creating that as well. So I want to talk to you today about those two facets of our lives. Whether or not you are empowering yourself to make these changes or staying in that place where life becomes more and more difficult for you as you resist the change is strictly a choice. And that's what the problem is for most people. If you're in a victim mode, you're feeling that there is no choice. Many people struggle through life just reacting to the events around them, oblivious to the fact that they themselves are creating the events. They continue to live at what's called a victim level of awareness and continue to tell their story and recreate their stories over and over again. At any given moment, we are all intentional creators of our lives or passive victims of our lives. When you are the victim, you believe there are no choices. You believe there is nothing else that you can do but stay stuck in your circumstances. You feel powerless to change your circumstances. You behave in a very, very helpless manner, which only reinforces the energy of being a victim, living and struggling through lack and limitation. Here's the reality. Many of us are born as victims of circumstances, but staying there is only a learned belief. Often, we don't have a choice in being victimized, but we do have a choice in staying there and using it as an excuse to not living up to our full potential or living the life that we desire to live. You never, ever have to remain a victim. And today I want to talk to you about some ways that you can begin to move out of that energy of victimization. The most important decision you will ever make in your life is to whether or not you're going to step into that energy of being a creator to create the life you desire or in that victim energy. It can't be both ways. You are either going to be one or the other. I will admit, because this is a lifelong issue for me, and I know it very well, that moving out of victimization takes some time. It takes coaching, and it takes courage, but it can be done. I know because I've done it many times over. And I know when something is appearing in my life that says to me, you know what, this is an opportunity for growth and change. Is it comfortable Not always. But it can be done, and the rewards are many when you move through this to the other side. If you are a deliberate creator, which we all are, because we're also creating our victim experiences, but if you're a positive, deliberate creator, you are creating your life perfectly for your growing and evolving needs. It doesn't mean that there are no challenges. It doesn't mean that there's no pain in that growth. But if you are growing from them and deliberately stepping into your own power, you do not need to fear being judged, helped, or rescued. You know that these things are showing up for you because what you are doing is working. If you are a victim, you are still creating, but you're creating more experiences in which to stay a victim that continues to keep you being dependent on others, feeling judged, and needing to be rescued by others. And that is one way that you can identify where you are. I have talked in previous shows about the mirror. If there is someone in your outer reality that is verbally judging you, that is in your face, so to speak, that is nothing more than a mirror that says, okay, something is going on that I am still in this place of victimization. And nothing more need be done than to continue looking at ways that you can grow through this. Rescuing is a huge thing. That was one of my first signs of being a victim, was when I found myself always feeling that I needed to be rescued. Of course, this was many decades ago when I realized that these were beliefs handed to me by my parents, my father in particular, who said to me that I would either have to be rescued, that I would never be able to make it on my own, and it became a lifetime core issue for me. So I've learned to recognize that. Also, a couple of other things. If you are having experiences where, say, you have finally found your way out of a relationship with a significant other, that was my first experience with victimization. Be aware of the fact that that energy may still be very present in your life. I remember very distinctly getting out of a very abusive relationship and thinking, oh, okay, finally, I finally did this. But guess what? It began to show up elsewhere. It showed up with bosses. It even showed up with girlfriends. Doesn't have to be an opposite gender to be victimizing you. It can show up anywhere. Anywhere there is abuse or that feeling of helplessness or powerlessness or somebody that is in your face making you feel less than, it's an opportunity for you to stop, take stock in what is occurring, because it is nothing more than information to allow you continue growing. If you are a deliberate creator, then you have created everything for yourself for a reason, and you have created it perfectly without exception, whether or not you like what you've created. Abraham Hicks, for those of you that know Abraham Hicks, says, we are always in a constant state of creation. If you do not like what you've created for yourself, create something different. Because we have 60,000 choices a day. Every second of every day is an opportunity and choice to say to yourself, this is not how the story is going to end. I am choosing a different path. I am making a different choice. So the difference between a deliberate creator and a victim is that a victim is focused solely on your external world, of the lower vibrations of the self, living a life of illusion, lack, and limitation. Deliberate creators are just the opposite. They are living a life from within themselves, tapping into that higher power. And the only choice that we have in this moment is where we choose to place our focus and attention. Is it on the outside world, lack and limitation, or is it on the inside world of your higher self? That's where all creation takes place. I do a lot of work with my clients right off the bat in working to help pull them into the present moment. And it is so important. And what do I mean by that? The present moment is where you are at that moment with your mind in the moment, not a few hours ahead of what you have to do to go to soccer practice and fix for dinner and pay the bills and your TiVo, your favorite television program, nor is it in the past where we tend to live in a lot of pain. It's right there in the present moment where you have an opportunity to focus your time and attention. So what are some of the disempowering beliefs that create victim experiences? What I've done is I've gone through my beliefs assessments, and I've talked to you on many of my shows about the assessments that I use in my coaching practice. And there are over about 500 of these belief statements that help me help clients get to the core issues of what's going on in their lives. And what I did was I pulled some of the most disempowering belief statements that I have on this assessment that I see show up when clients are taking this assessment in their lives or what's going on in their lives. And I'm just going to read some of these to you, and I want you, as I read them, to feel where they're showing up in your body. Remember, it's energy. It's all energy. And if you're feeling some of these statements show up in your body, they're active and they're alive and they're creating more of these things. So one of the statements that I pulled says, I feel very helpless in changing my current circumstances. Now, 99.9% of my clients, by the time they've come to me, mark that belief. I feel very powerless in improving my financial future, or I feel very powerless and helpless in moving out of this abusive relationship. I feel very inadequate and inept. I am not smart enough or pretty enough or handsome enough or thin enough or educated enough. You fill in the blank. When you say any of those things, you have actually created an opportunity for the universe to bring you experiences to prove that. And at the very core of all of those statements is, I am not enough. And so you continue to create more experiences as a victim that says, I'm not enough. Life is such a struggle. I get this a lot, because in their current reality it is. But remember, if life is such a struggle, and you continue to think on it, focus your attention to it, and feel it in your body, guess what, folks? Life has to stay a struggle. It has to match you and meet you where you are. Living wears me down. Again, creating more experiences to keep you down. I feel like an outcast. I feel like a failure. I am afraid of change. I am afraid of life. As I've said, any of these, do you feel them in your body? I must protect myself from life. I get this often. If you have to protect yourself from life, you're also creating experiences that keep you having to protect yourself. I expect suffering and pain. I get this a lot. What you expect is what you receive. I am a victim of fate and circumstances. That means you're saying, I am powerless, I am helpless, and it's all up to the universe to bring me whatever. So you are creating, but you're not deliberately creating that which you desire. I do not feel deserving. I do not feel worthy. This is a huge one. I hear this in a lot of shows. I see this in a lot of webinars, seminars. This is a very, very, very strong core issue for many, many people. I do not feel deserving, and I do not feel worthy. And I've had my own experiences having to dig that up from the depths of my core issue as well. I am not a lovable person. People find it hard to love me. Again, always remember that when you are stating this, you are vibrating to this. When you are vibrating to this, you are creating this. I have to protect myself from being hurt. This is a very common one as well. We've all been hurt, but it's how you perceive the hurt. Is the hurt there to serve your growth? Or is the hurt there to keep you protecting yourself from more hurt? None of it is empowering, and none of it allows you to step into your full potential or to create that which you desire. I have nothing to offer others. I have no marketable talent or skills. By stating those, by feeling those, by vibrating to those statements, you are staying very, very small, and you're continuing to draw and attract experiences that continue to prove to you that you have no talent or skills. And you stay in that victim energy. I am in fear of failure. This is also a very, very common one. I am fearful of trying new things. I don't have any choices. All of these things lend itself to keeping you stuck in that victim energy. All of those statements and many, many more like them keep you creating the experiences in your external world that says to you, see, I told you I was right. Because so few of us realize that we have so much power within ourselves to create a new life, to create a new direction, and to open up opportunities in our life. Remember the reticular activating system? If you didn't catch my first show, it's that part of our brain that operates as a beacon to seek out and filter out everything except the evidence to that which you believe. So as you're making that statement, I have nothing to offer to others, or I have no marketable skills or talents, or I don't feel worthy, or I have no choices, that little part of your brain is out there seeking and filtering out any evidence except to that which you believe, so that you can stay stuck in that victim energy. So where do you begin? You begin right where you are by first acknowledging that you really don't know what to do or where to turn. That's okay. But when you start asking the questions, where do I turn? Who do I find? That reticular activating system all of a sudden goes to work. And I believe there's an expression that says, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I have learned the hard way that when it is time, and when you are finally tired of the struggles of lack and limitation in your life, the teacher will appear. And it's going to appear in many, many different ways. It's going to appear in the form of a book, a CD, a movie, a video, something a stranger says in passing. For me, it was Dr. Wayne Dyer. His was the first book that I ever picked up to the realization that there was an entire universe out there, and guess what? I could create anything that I wanted. That was so exciting to me, and it started me on a very, very long journey. There are coaches. There are therapists and counselors and seminars. We're in the age of the internet. Webinars, Blog Talk Radio, Authentic You Radio. You can go on at your leisure and pull up any of these shows on any of these topics and begin your journey. But the first step is deciding that you no longer choose to be a victim. It is a journey and it is a process. But it is a rewarding one. I wish I could share with you what it feels like to come out to the other side of living constantly in that state of victimization. So right here and right now, I'm calling you out. I'm going to ask you, if not now, when? When is it a good time? When the soccer season ends? How about after you get the promotion? Or when the husband gets the law degree? When things are calm? Yeah, when things are calm. Just spoke to a girlfriend the other day who knows what she needs to do to get through her stuff. But right now, things are calm. There's no adversity, there's no bumps in the road, and we tend to fall back into, well, let's not push the envelope because it feels really good right now. The problem with that, it will rear its ugly head again. So by first acknowledging that you have to step into this place of changing from within to change the outer reality, all you have to do is take that first step and realize that it's all right there in front of you. Decide it. Be willing to move through the fear of change. Find a support system that will help you walk through that. The fear of change, of those things that are hidden, will remain hidden. And they are fearful. They are, for all of us, even those that are seasoned and experienced in doing this work. The only difference is we've had enough opportunities of knowing what's on the other side of the work that we're willing to go through those changes. Be willing to integrate the tools and the energy work into your life every day. I'm a huge advocate of journaling. I've talked to you about tapping. I found out from another soon-to-be radio host of something called Faster EFT. Go to last week's show, and I talk about how to do Faster EFT. It's brilliant, it's marvelous, and it very, very quickly helps to begin break down those inner blocks. And I want to mention something out there for these young mothers that might be listening, or even mothers with older children. It's not just about, remember, we're the consummate givers. We're giving to the children, we're taking them to soccer practice, PTA, the boss, the promotion, fixing dinner, cleaning the house, all of those things that you have to do. But guess who I coach? I coach women in their 40s and 50s who are absolutely burned out because they've never taken the time to give to themselves. But there's another facet to this. When you don't take the time to move yourself out of those victim experiences, guess what? Your children are watching. They don't do as you say. They learn by watching. This is how I learned to be a victim. It wasn't even mine to own. I learned it through osmosis of just living in the energy of it. Took me many years to figure this out. but you're not doing your children a service by not stepping into your power either, because you're just creating another cycle and another generation of children who also learn to be victims. You have the opportunity to step into that place of empowerment. I have a girlfriend, a very, very dear friend, who has always done things for herself. She is a fabulous mother, but she takes time for herself. She goes out with friends. She goes to seminars. She does things for herself and her children, who she loves very much and is very much a wonderful mother, have watched and observed her taking care and nurturing herself all along the way. So I want to encourage any of you and all of you today to think about, take a look at what's going on in your life. Are you deliberately creating, or are you staying stuck as a victim? At some point in time, the changes are going to be more and more difficult where there are no more choices. No more choices. I've talked about this, and I've had some wonderful guests on the show as we talk about the energy now. Many of us here on Authentic You Radio, I encourage you to listen to all of the shows that we have to offer, because there's so much wonderful advice out there, so much wonderful help and steps that you can take to begin moving out of that victim energy. Don't try to do it alone. Find someone. And actually today, folks, I am making an offer for those of you that have listened to this show. I have promised my listeners out there an opportunity to receive a free 90-minute Beliefs Breakthrough Coaching session with me. All you have to do is go to asksusan@yahoo.com, asksusan@yahoo.com. In the subject line, put breakthrough. And in the body of the email, tell me that you heard the offer. Let me know the most pressing issue facing you right now for an opportunity to win a 90-minute coaching intensive with me. You will receive my proprietary beliefs assessments and a 90-minute coaching session that will help you break through to the core issues that are creating these victim experiences in your life, and a plan and tools for taking the next step and the next step and the next step to get you out of that victimization and stepping into that place of becoming a deliberate creator. And it is a lot of my clients say to me, wow, Susan, this brought up a lot of stuff for me. That is a good thing. That is a good sign, because it is the stuff that I want to help you through. It is the stuff that when you get through, and the tools that I will give you, that you will begin to learn how to create that life that you are day in and day out thinking about, wishing, and dreaming about, if you have time in between the challenging experiences that you keep having as a victim. It's all about choices, people. It's all about choices. And the choice is yours. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And this week, as every week, I want to remind you that people do not remember what you say, and people do not remember what you do, but they will always, always remember how you made them feel. So please go out there and share your love with someone today. And thank you for joining me on Breakthrough. Thank you for listening to Breakthrough with your host, Susan Turnbull, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal coaching session with Susan? For more information on Susan's work, please go to www.susanturnbullbeliefscoaching.com.